Hey, I know. Psych Relics Farm Store and Gift Shop. They've got every kind of yarmulke you could think of, including, I'll bet, a magic yarmulke. Oh, Baruch Hashem! I think my search will soon be over. Excuse me, Mr. Zeitweilig. I was wondering if you have...
A whole day long, people are coming into my store and talking to me and bothering me like I have all the time in the world for them. Like I have nothing else to do but stand here and sit down and talk to them. Meanwhile, I simply have no time for them or for anything else. Because if there's one thing I don't have, it's time. I don't have any of it. And I don't have the time to figure out how much time I don't have. Because if there's one thing I don't have at all, it's time. And a person needs time. If you're a person, you need time. If you're not a person, you don't need time. A horse doesn't need time. A tree doesn't need time. What does a tree need time for? It's standing around doing nothing all day anyway. But if you're a person, the one thing you need, which I never have, is time. And if you think I'm going to repeat it one more time, I won't. Because there's one thing I don't have. And you know what that is?
Time?
How did you know?
I kind of took a guess.
Excuse me, I showed it. Do you know what time it is?
Oh, see what I mean? They think I have all the time for them. A whole day long they want me to give them the time. I haven't got the time for them. How can I take the time to give them the time if I have no time? Did you understand me that time?
I think so. But Mr. Zeitweilig, I'm looking for...
Oh, there goes the phone. Someone wants to take up more of my time. Hello, who is this?
Hello, would you like to order a subscription to the Times?
A subscription to the Times? You think I have nothing better to do with my time than to sit and read the Times? I have no time for the Times.
Thank you for ordering your subscription for the Times. The first issue will be sent out in no time.
But I told you I have no time for the Times. Hi, these people, they give me a hard time.
Well, I'm looking for, I don't know if you carry one.
Well, if we have it, then we carry it. And if we don't carry it, then chances are we don't have it.
What I'm looking for is, how can I say it?
How can you say it? Use your mouth. How can you say, how could he say it? You hear what, we're wasting my time trying to figure out how he could say it. You hear what's going on here?
Well, it may sound a little funny, but...
It don't sound funny because you didn't say it yet. No, come out with it already. What's going on with you?
What I want is a magic yarmulke. Do you think you might have one?
One? Are you kidding me? I got about 50 of them.
You do? Oh, I can't believe it.
Of course. People are coming into my store for a magic yarmulke all day long. They go like hotcakes.
They do? Oh, this is too good to be true.
Here, how many do you want? 5, 8, 15. It's got some great songs on it, that magic yarmulke. Like this one. That night when Lipe was lying in bed, he ate up a sandwich with butter and bread. And then when he was about to bench, he got up and tripped on a wrench. Beautiful, though, it's really got something to it. Well, how many magic yarmulkes do you want? 5, 10, 20, as many as you want.
1 second. These are tapes. Tapes of the magic yarmulke. But I don't mean that. I have that tape already.
You haven't? So what are you making me mishiga for? You said you wanted the magic yarmulke, and here it is. What are you wasting my time for? Again, he wastes my time.
No, no. You don't understand. I meant the real magic yarmulke. Something fantastic that I wear on my head.
Oh, a real magic yarmulke? Well, why did you say so? I've got a Chazan's yarmulke that's 8 feet tall. I've got a Purim one with the picture of Haman's 10 sons hanging around on it. I got a helicopter yarmulke with a propeller on it. It flies off your head. I got one that squirts water at you. I got one that bites your head. Whatever kind you want, I got.
No, no. It's not exactly what I was looking for. But thank you anyhow, Mr. Zeitweilig. I've got to be going to shul. My father's waiting for me. Goodbye.
I tell you, the kids, that I have no patience. Always in a rush. they never have enough time to look something over, to talk to someone. In my day, we had plenty of time for everything. Today, no time for anything. I don't know what's going on. What's the problem with the kids today? They just don't have time for anything. I don't understand it.